Finally, game day is here. The Browns kick off the preseason tonight against the Washington Redskins at First Energy Stadium, 8 p.m. We've got a lot to get to on today's show. Don Banks from Sports Illustrated will be with us at 2 o'clock to recap his visit to camp on Tuesday. We've got the Thursday forecast. We'll give predictions for tonight's game, what to watch. We're hopefully going to talk with the Browns TV season play-by-play voice, Mike Patrick. So a lot to get into, Matt, but finally it is here, the first preseason game of the year. And what I'd love to start off with is walk our listeners through what this game and this day is like for a player. And you can go from when you were hungry rookie Matt Wilhelm to seasoned veteran Matt Wilhelm.
See, this does not mean a lot to those seasoned vets. You know, this doesn't mean a lot to Joe Thomas. If more so than anything, it's a concern to them because of the opportunity for them to get hurt. As we saw Joe Thomas get rolled up on late in practice, there's those opportunities that Coach Pettine and many coaches throughout the National Football League open up live. There's a reason why it's so few and far between in training camps nowadays. And this is your opportunity to go out there and see your team and see what you've been working on right out there in front of you. But you have to kind of like, you wear kid gloves with your approach to your franchise players. Joe Hayden, Joe Thomas, I'm sure Carlos Dansby. And in most cases, for those of you who've been tuning into our show or coming to practice, those individuals that are getting those scheduled days of rest throughout training camp are the guys that most likely Coach Pettine is treating with kid gloves. Joe Hayden won't play a lot. Tremont Williams, Dante will get in there in and out. Tashaun Gibson, Paul Kruger. But I bet we're going to see a lot of the other, you know, the other outside linebackers in Solomon and in Orchard. Phil Taylor, most likely, he's been getting, you know, in and out of practice. He'll be a guy. But the overall mentality for the young player is it's finally here. The same way I talked about the validation of walking into your first training camp, this really feels like football. It's not practice. It's not in front of 4,000. It's going to be in front of 60-plus thousand people at the stadium that you will soon call home.
So is there almost kind of two locker rooms going on? Is there like the young, hungry guys that are amped up like this is a regular season game, and then you have the guys who are the veterans who are just like, let's go through it, Let's look sharp for a couple of plays, and then let's get the heck out of here?
Everyone's personality is different. Now, there will be vets on this team that will not play a lot, that will walk in, you know, 3 hours before game as they would if they were participating, you know, in a regular season football game to go through their regimen. There will be veterans that walk in a minute before Mike Pettine mandates they be in the locker room for preparation for a preseason game. And it's just all about the emphasis that they put on this preseason game, the two approaches I talked about. I'm gonna get into my routine, and I'm going to go out on the field and warm up. I'm going to come in, get stretched, get loose, get limber, go out and play 10 plays, and then be done and put on the ball cap. There's going to be vets that, you know, really take that, you know, lackadaisical approach to what this really is and just figure like, you know, I can come in, you know, last minute, really go out there and know it's only going to be 8 plays in that approach. But what I would have done, you know, or what I did is I want to do my routine. I want to treat this as if it was a game, because what I thought as a vet is, and I loved and enjoyed really kind of diving into those rookies and kind of like laying out the land. Some of the rookies are going to walk into that stadium and not know how to get to the locker room, you know, simply because they probably walked in there maybe once other time in their life. So, you know, where are the showers? Where are the restrooms? Where's the training room? They're going to come in and they're going to get like real familiar with their home stadium until they find their niche. So for those guys, there's going to be nerves. There's going to be anticipation. And I would suspect that they're going to show up early because of the butterflies and the excitement. The sooner it feels like football for them, the sooner they'll overcome that.
I hope this game's as exciting as last year's preseason game against the Redskins, which came down to, if you remember, a Connor Shaw Hail Mary to Ogaboogie for the touchdown. Ooh. And then they went for two and didn't get it, losing 24-23 on Monday Night Football. So hopefully it will be that exciting again tonight. Now, one of our Ohio Business Machine hot topics is, how long do you want to see the starters play tonight? And if you were Coach Pettine, who would you sit out tonight?
I would sit out Joe Thomas. I don't believe he's a guy that needs very many reps. I would say, of course, Dwayne Bowe was sitting out. Everyone else beyond Joe Thomas, I want to see a series out of. I want to see a series out of Dansby. I want to see a series out of Tremont and Joe Hayden. Dante Whitner, Tashawn Gibson, just to know what that defensive backfield looks like and start, as I mentioned in your earlier question, help them make that switch into it feeling like real football. Because practice is practice and games are games. And these preseason games are a consistent dress rehearsal for what it's going to feel like, you know, when they come home against the Tennessee Titans or have to take the show on the road to MetLife Stadium there in New Jersey. So Joe Thomas is probably the only guy that I would keep out as a healthy scratch. Otherwise, I want 4 to 10 plays out of all those guys I mentioned earlier.
All right, so for me, I'd have Joe Thomas sit out tonight. I'd be fine with Alex Mack sitting out tonight as he comes back from his leg. I don't think you need to put him into the very first preseason game unless he wants to, and everybody's fine with it. I'm fine sitting Joe Hayden. I actually wouldn't mind sitting Joe Hayden and letting Gilbert get some first-team reps opposite Tremont Williams. Anybody who is important to me that, you know, we might not know about that they're not 100%, I would sit.
Okay.
Anybody that might have just a minor whatever, if you're a Dansby, a Kruger, a Whitner, a Gipp, a Tremont, a Hayden, and you're not feeling 100%, there's just a little something, you can practice with it. I just don't need to see you in this game against the Redskins.
Yeah, and I get that. And the last thing that you want to do is negate their opportunity to go on the trip, which I think will be extremely valuable to this football team up in Buffalo and be able to participate because of some, you know, something they made worse in this preseason game. But there's 4 for a reason. And I know this has been, you know, a constant conversation with Roger Goodell wanting to expand the schedule to 18 and negate two preseason games. And I know coaches would fight that because of the evaluation process that is for preseason games to see these guys outside of a practice setting going out and performing. And as I've mentioned, between the orange and brown scrimmage, these preseason games, the scrimmages up in Rochester versus the Bills, I think, and I asked that question to Mike Patton, there's more emphasis put on those opportunities than there are the standard day of training camp out here in Berea.
For sure.
And the Cleveland Browns is an organization. You have to think of the mentality of that we haven't accomplished anything yet. And I know that your season can be lost, as we saw last year, or changed with the loss of Joe Thomas or Alex Mack or Joe Hayden or Tremont Williams or Carlos Dansby. Things would look a lot different. But at this point right now, we need everything we can get. You know, we need to take every step that we can possibly get. And I just think sometimes by leaving a guy out actually hurts the team a little bit more than helping the team, simply centered around the fact that they might get hurt. That's you.
Let me ask you this. Would you rather have a guy be full go for the Buffalo trip or for the first preseason game?
What's
more valuable?
The Buffalo trip. Because I think Monday, Tuesday's emphasis versus the Bills and then so quickly playing them Thursday night. So that 4-day stretch, I would much rather have someone healthy for that than I would this game, especially if it's a starter.
I agree.
Which might slightly contradict what I said.
That's okay.
But, you know, I'm answering your question. I think Joe Thomas is the only guy, and maybe Joe Hayden. And I'm sure Joe Hayden wants to go out there to be with the fans and the new uniforms and all that great stuff that's going to come with this first exposure to the new First Energy Stadium as, you know, phase 2 has been completed and the fans are going to be out there. This team is hungry after 7-9 and the conversations of playoff that Joe Hayden will want to be out there. And I'm sure Joe Thomas, you know, would want to as well, but with the recent little setback, there's no real value in it for him. Where Joe Hayden's personality and who he is, you know, 3 of the 6 plays Joe Hayden might play, it might be a run, you know. And the other 3, most likely, based on, you know, the tendencies of the other team, they're going to throw away from Joe Hayden, you know. So it just gives him an opportunity to go through his motions, get his prep, get his mind right, get out there on the football field, make it feel like a game setting, and get him out.
Are you working on your kind of pregame routine too?
Yeah.
Like you're trying to figure out exactly how you want to be and what it's going to be and how you're going to get ready
shoes
for the
real
games.
Shoes you're going to wear. Yep. Are you going to spat? Are you not? What gloves do you like? How does the uniform fit? Your shoulder pads in that uniform, your helmet. Because I know for me, I practiced with my helmet a little bit looser, you know, shaking it around a little bit because I knew I wasn't banging in practice once the season actually start. But I would always, you know, I'd go over and get the salt and crack the salt, and I'd have the equipment manager throw a few extra pumps of air to really, you know, bring in that helmet because I knew the banging was about to start.
I like that. And you see a lot of guys do that, kind of get that little high, that little buzz from those things. I smelled one.
They're the best. I'm going to take a handful if I can.
Oh, man.
They're the best.
I wasn't ready for it.
The funniest, and to just touch upon this for a quick topic, but in the dog days of training camp, the best was you'll find guys, I'm talking real training camp, where you actually like practice like twice in a day. Whoa.
Radical.
But you'll find guys like passing out at random places, you know, in the training room, you know, on the floor, in the locker room, in the meeting room. And all we would do is, you don't want to get too close, because sometimes the reaction is really, you know, like hands in the air, like, you know, real, like waking someone up with like a foghorn, right? They just jump out of bed and you don't want to be too close because you're, you know, you're right. So what we would do is we would literally take like multiple tongue depressors and tape them together and have one of those at the end, crack it so that you're like a foot and a half away and you put it underneath their nose while someone is sleeping and they're waking up to that.
Man.
But then you just take off running and you know it's the game of tops. They're going to try to get you back.
Oh, yes. And those things, it's almost like, to me, it's like smelling like the most powerful chlorine ever.
Yeah.
And
it's just like bleach chlorine.
Yeah. And it just completely goes through your whole
system.
It's
the best. It's the best.
It is pretty well. All right. Our other Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics we want to hear from you tonight or today. Who are you most excited to see play tonight for the Browns? What will the headline on ClevelandBrowns.com be tomorrow morning? 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. Call us up. Let's talk about it. Game day for the Browns set to kick off their preseason against the Redskins 6 hours and 45 minutes from now at First Energy Stadium. It's going to be an exciting night down there. First look at the new uniforms. And as we told you yesterday, the Browns confirming they'll be wearing the whites. All white today. Clean.
So fresh and so clean.
That's right. All right. CBD, Zagura Wilhelm, back after this.